Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Alex.
Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
My pleasure.
What dangers are emergency services people facing on the job that we don't often hear about?
Apart from the regular things that I'm sure all your listeners would be well aware of, obviously at traffic incidents, we face hazards from the traffic. When we're attending fires with the fire brigade, there's the obvious risk there. What's becoming more and more common is assault on emergency services worker, and that's a worrying trend for us.
Mm, definitely, very worrying indeed. Are there any laws that policymakers could look at to better protect paramedics?
So in recent years, legislation has been introduced to address these issues, or to try to address these issues. There was legislation introduced in New South Wales to make it an offence specifically for obstructing or assaulting paramedics. As we've seen in Victoria in recent times, however, legislation is a very blunt tool, and although it may be done with the best of intentions, it doesn't guarantee that the right outcomes occur, and it doesn't prevent things from happening in the first place in all circumstances.
Well,
that's where people can be more active and help to prevent these things from happening.
So in light of that, do you believe that it is society that really can make the best impact? And how do we do that as just an everyday people?
So I think that legislation is ideally a last line of defence, and it's only a deterrent. The goal really is to prevent all of these types of behaviours from happening in the first place. And as a society, we've gone from a situation where emergency services were almost universally shown respect and almost protected by society as a whole. And that's just slowly been eroded away over time. I think there really needs to be a cultural shift back to that respectful behaviour towards all emergency services, and not just paramedics, but for all the men and women out there that try to serve our community in emergency situations.
Mm. So how do you think we can create this cultural shift? What's going to be the key things that we can do?
I think it needs to start with our children. We need society to model to our children the behaviour that we want to see and to show respect for all emergency services. It starts at a young age. And if we can get that understanding of what behaviour we expect from our children to flow through into their adulthood, we can use positive peer pressure, and that's how we get real change in society that will last.
Mm. So with all these negative reports happening around Australia in reference to all this discrepancy with the public and the emergency services, it seems, does it deter people from actually entering the profession?
I don't know whether it deters people from entering the profession. It probably does. But what I do know is that it does lead to people leaving the profession. And I think the latest statistic that I'm aware of is approximately 46% of paramedics' workers' compensation claims relate to mental health. And a significant proportion of that is due to stress related to assault and the fear of being assaulted.
Mm. Well, looking, you were mentioning statistics just before, how do we match up against the rest of the world? How well do we as a people in Australia treat emergency services?
First thing I want to say is I think the vast majority of Australians are not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The support that the emergency services receives from most of your listeners is great. It's mm-hmm. so appreciated by us. What we're talking about is a small minority, and unfortunately, when it does happen, it's newsworthy. And so I think we see a very skewed report
mm-hmm.
Through no fault of the media or anybody else. I think the vast majority of people are kind, generous, and supportive of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of how do we influence that small minority that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
How do we compare to the rest of the world? I'm a biased Australian. I like to think that I like to think that we compare favourably in everything.
Excellent.
But statistically, it's problematic because paramedics don't report these incidents as much as we should. We have a chronic culture of underreporting. Mm-hmm. Surveys that we've done with our members have shown that a significant proportion of paramedics don't report assault or threats of violence. And in a lot of instances, people are having a bad day and the paramedics just don't want to make their day worse.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning, Gary.
My pleasure.